Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Wednesday after practice at the Methodist Training Center, head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media, and he started by updating them on the status of injured running back Steve Slayton.
Well, I'll give you all my best understanding. And he was evaluated by a doctor in Dallas and has a nerve issue. To me, it's the neck, something to do, from a neck standpoint. Now, they think it'll heal on its own here over the course of 4 to 6 weeks. It will be reevaluated at that point. If it doesn't, then obviously there could be another option. But this is not career threatening. Steve's going to be fine. He will play and play well. Everything's going to be okay. But they just said that right now he does not need to be taking any hits here over the course of next month. So that's where we're at. And the next best answer I can give you will probably be after this season. Okay.
How do you view the running back situation?
Well, obviously, we're going to activate Chris. But Foster's fixing to get very much involved, and we got Chris and Ryan, who we played with last week. But I want to look at Foster. I expect him to play this week some on the offensive side, and then we'll see how far Chris can come as we bring him forward. But you know, obviously it's hard to lose Steve, but we got to do what's best for the young man and his future.
When you say there's another option, do you mean there's a possibility for surgery?
Well, it's my understanding that it could be something that could require that if it doesn't heal on its own. But even if they had to do that, he will be fine and he'll be back ready to go next year. So, but that will be evaluated. They told me 4 to 6 weeks.
Is there a disc problem?
You know, John, I really don't. I'd rather have cats. A nerve problem, it's my understanding. It's a nerve problem.
So what about Matt?
He practiced full, took every rep that he would normally take. So he'll be fine. You know, we need to protect him, but he'll be ready to go.
Will you go with Chris Brown starting again, or is that something you have to make a decision on as we go forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think we stay the way we are, you know, with what we're doing. Like I said, I'd just like to come out of this game with Foster getting some touches of the ball, and so we'll get him ready to play.
Foster had a fumble problem last year, but does he block well enough to play? Do what you want.
Well, that the biggest issue is will he block? Yeah, he'll block, John, but understanding protections. But he'll get all those reps this week, and we'll see how he does in practice. And he has to. I mean, he's got to figure this out if he's going to get on the field right now.
Why foster a rookie over Henry, the veteran?
Well, we like what Aaron's been doing. I mean, Aaron's been with us for a while. He's practiced very well. He's earned his way on special teams, so he deserves a shot.
Any other injury issues?
Guys that didn't practice today, Mario did not practice. Got a little groin problem bothering. Of course, Dwayne, y'all know what program he's on. Cushing, same program. Scanina just needed a rest day, didn't want it. And then Timmy, y'all know Timmy's out. So that's where we're at today.
Everybody, Mario, the day-to-day?
Quinn was back today. Quinn, I think you'll see Mario practice tomorrow. Just being smart with him today. He had an injection yesterday. So.
Your thoughts on Seattle?
Well, first off, very, very good football team, very athletic, very aggressive on defense. Jimmy's always been that way. Offensively, they got a quarterback that when he gets hot, he can light you up. So, we're going to play well to beat them, Matt, but we're very concerned with ourselves right now and getting ourselves to play better.
What kind of reception do you think you'll get in your home stadium?
I don't know. Hopefully play good and get a good reception. Let's see. Plan on playing good.
On Matty, on Schaub, you don't expect him to be limited in any way?
No. I would, if I didn't think he could protect himself, Mark, I wouldn't put him out there. So he took what he normally take in practice today. So he's going to be sore, and he's going to play with the brace, but he's going to suck it up and go.
Did you put Jacoby back in his normal spot today?
Yeah, he's back at work and did a good job in special teams. So if he takes care of his business, he'll be out there.
Does the harness that he wears, is it immobilized? Tell us what that
Yeah, basically like. Keeps him from, going to the ground, getting it moved too much one way or the other, kind of locks him into one position. So it is something, it is an altering process for him as far as throwing the ball, but, you know, he handled it pretty good.
When he ran the other day, were you scared? He said to himself, I was wondering, what are you doing?
Yeah, he took a really good shot, too, on the two-point play and ended up fine. So, you know, I think having it immobilized helps him. But he's going to play with some pain as we move forward, and very impressed with what he did in the game.
You worry about the frame of mind at all of the ball club?
Obviously, Tim. I mean, nobody's real upbeat right now. I mean, hell, when you've gone through what we've gone through the last month, started very slow today in practice. Got to remind each other to get going, but did get going in practice well. So the only thing that makes things better is winning football games. So that's what we got to prepare to do.
Matt will have to be will he have to have that surgically repaired?
It's my understanding that as long as he makes it through this season without any reoccurring problems, he possibly will not have to. That's my understanding.
Possibly he will have to.
Well, yeah, if everything's okay and it does not continue to give him problems and pop back in and out, that it will heal and will not have to be done. That's what I understand.